Regina. The Saskatchewan Ministry of Health released their biweekly Community Respiratory Illness Surveillance Program, CRISP, report for March 2 covering the period February 12 to February 25, 2023, and these are five things you should know about it. COVID-19, flu, RSV stable. Confirmed COVID-19 cases continue at approximately 200 cases per week and 6.5% test positivity. Respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, cases trended downward over the past 4 weeks. However, RSV test positivity remains high at 12.1%. Cases among preschool-aged children comprise over half of those detected. Influenza activity in Saskatchewan increased this past week with the emergence of the first cases of influenza type B, typically seen in the late influenza season, most often in March and April. The majority of respiratory virus hospitalizations continue to be COVID-19, followed by RSV. Sentinel indicators of respiratory transmission in the community fluctuates, as the season wanes. Weekly visits to the Saskatchewan emergency departments for respiratory-like illness have decreased from 21.2 in the previous week to 13.3 per 1,000 this week. Calls to 811 Healthline for RLIs increased from 52.4 to 72.2 per 1,000. No school absenteeism data is available for the most recent surveillance week as schools were not in session in that time period. School illness absenteeism increased slightly over the last four reporting weeks. The data indicated 10.3% of Saskatchewan students were absent in the week of January 29 to February 4, which increased to 11.3% in the week of Feb 12 to 18. Wastewater levels fluctuate by provincial area. Prince Albert reported an increase from moderate to high. Regina's wastewater viral load remained the same at moderate high. Saskatoon remained at moderate level. The trajectory is decreasing in North Battleford, Swift Current and Moose Jaw in the current week compared to the previous week. COVID-19 test positivity goes up, deaths go down. COVID-19 test positivity in Saskatchewan was 6.6% in the most recent week, an increase from 6.1% from January 29 to February 4. Cases are largely in the 20 to 64 years, 42%, and 65-plus age groups, 43%. COVID-19 outbreaks in high-risk settings fluctuated over the past 4 weeks. 8 outbreaks were reported in the past 2 weeks. BQ.1.1 and its sublineages, denoted as BQ.1.1, are the most commonly detected variants, 49.3% of current reporting period, followed by XBB.1.5, 23.3%, and BQ.1, 17.1%. COVID-19 hospitalizations have decreased from 153 to 122 for the most recent 2 weeks. COVID-19 ICU admissions have increased from 9 to 11 for the most recent 2 weeks. The proportion of staffed inpatient beds occupied by COVID-19 patients remained similar, from 5.7% to 5.4% this week compared to the previous week. In the past 2 weeks, Feb 12 to 25, there have been 7 COVID-19 deaths, all in the 60 years or older group. Influenza cases were down, but now are going up. Influenza cases were decreasing until the past week when type B activity emerged, typically seen in the latter part of an influenza season. Type B influenza generally has a mild clinical manifestation. Influenza test positivity dropped from 2.1% in the first week of January to 0.3% in mid-February but increased again this week to 1% with the emergence of type B activity but remains below the 2% threshold for an influenza season. Influenza occurred mainly among working-aged people 20 to 64 years, 5 of 8 cases, in the past week. One influenza outbreak in a high-risk setting was reported in the past month. No influenza hospitalizations or ICU admissions reported during the week of February 12 to 25, 2023. No deaths due to influenza were reported in the past 6 weeks. Influenza cases decreased each week from 32 in the first week of January to 5 cases this week. Other respiratory viruses down. RSV detections decreased from 164 detections mid-January to 96 in the past week. RSV has the highest lab test positivity of the respiratory viruses, 12.1%. RSV cases are largely in the pediatric age group. In the most recent surveillance week, 50 cases, 56%, were aged 0 to 4 years. A high volume of lab testing occurs in this age group, which is greatly impacted by this respiratory infection. RSV hospitalizations for the weeks of February 12 to 25, 2023 decreased by 25% compared to the previous 2 weeks, from 100 to 75 admissions. RSV ICU admissions were 14 for the weeks of February 12 to 25, 2023 compared to 9 admissions for the previous 2 weeks. Children aged 0 to 19 years account for 72% of RSV hospitalizations and ICU admissions over the past 2 weeks. Other respiratory viruses remain stable between 101 and 82 detections over the past month. The positivity rate remained stable week over week and is 5.1% this past week. Outbreaks of other viruses in high-risk settings varied between 2 and 4 outbreaks per week over the past 4 weeks. The vaccine situation. Of those aged 5 years and older, 20% have received their latest booster dose in the last 6 months. With the exception of Regina, all areas of the province have less than 50% of their population up to date 1 for COVID-19 vaccines. Only 20% of individuals aged 12 plus years have received a bivalent booster dose, N equals 213,308 doses. Less than half of individuals aged 50 plus have had more than one booster dose, 47%. The influenza immunization campaign launched October 11, 2022. As of January 31, 2023, 27% of the Saskatchewan population have received an influenza vaccine. This is a 2% increase from the previous reporting period. There is a 10% decrease in doses administered compared to the same time last year.